still sore from yesterday, from all the running around with our kids. And I had this moment where Pat looked at me and she was like, "You okay?" And I'm like, "I don't know how to do children's ministry without jumping around, so it's just gonna happen." So many of you know that there was a long period in my life where I was outside of the church and I didn't have faith. And it was a difficult time for me, but more than anything, it was really difficult for my mom. Because for her, faith was so important. It was so much part of her life and her identity. And to have her oldest daughter totally reject it really was a struggle for her. And it couldn't have been easy to see something so important to her be so unimportant to me. But a story she always told me was of my baptism. Now, I think she was trying to remind me that I was a child of God, but since I didn't believe in God, I didn't really care that much. So I think the story became more of a way for her to remind herself that God had already made some pretty big promises to me. God had already made this pinky swear promise with words and water to love me, to care for me, to send the Holy Spirit over me. And so even though all the times my mom told me this story, she never got the response she was hoping for, since the teenager eye roll is not a response anyone really wants. But those pinky swear promises God made me, makes me as a baby, still mean something to me today. And so, as the story goes, when I was no more than a month old, my family gathered with a pastor to have me baptized. And I've heard this story over and over throughout my life, particularly the part where the water is poured over my head, and the pastor says the words, "In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And as a barely month-old baby, it appeared as though I was smiling. Now, my mom believes to this day that the smile that came across my face in that moment was the Holy Spirit descending upon me. She said that that's the moment where I received the promise, where I received the Spirit, and that was God's pinky swear to me. Now, as a teenager and a young adult, after I had left the church, my mom's story ended there. But before then, I remember an additional part to this story. Because I remembered that although my mom was convinced, the pastor was not as impressed. He was the one actually holding me, and he actually felt what was happening in my tiny little body. And he was quite certain that the smile on my face had very little to do with the Holy Spirit. In our reading today, Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit and says, "You hear the wind blow, but you don't know where the wind comes from." The pastor knew exactly where it was coming from. My mom still says the smile was the Holy Spirit coming to me, and I don't know if the pastor really thought it was worth his time to argue with her. But regardless, that moment, that promise, that story is something that continues to be part of my faith and continues to be part of my life today. It's God's promise to us, this pinky swear that we talked about with our kids, that God's promise to love us, to forgive us, and to make us new matters. And Paul is trying to tell us in his letter to the Romans that the promises that we get are really, really old, too. That the same promises that God makes to Abraham are the promises that God makes to us. And for those of you who were at our journeying through Genesis class last Sunday, we actually just went over the promises God made to Abraham. And in 10 chapters, how many promises were there, for those of you who were there? 30-something in 10 chapters. And so granted, there were a lot of repeats, the same promise over and over, and we probably could have actually skipped last Sunday's class and just read this one verse from Paul. Because Paul says, Abraham and his descendants received the promise that they would get the whole world. He summarizes all 30 of them. Paul says that we are Abraham's children, and so as people from Abraham, we receive the promise that we will be given the whole world. And that's a big promise to give a baby, or even a grown-up, with water and some words. And what does that promise even mean? Well, if we looked at all the promises that God made, if you were at our class on Sunday and we went through the list, we can see that for us to get the whole world, God wants to give us God, to give us relationship, to give us love. The promises God makes to Abraham, that God makes to us, are the promises that God will be our God, that God will look out for us, that even when times are really bad, God is with us, that God wants us to be blessed, and that God wants us to be a blessing to others, to bless each other and care for each other, that God wants to give us the world because God wants us to help take care of the world. With water and some words, God makes all these promises to us, and these promises come to us through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that moves through us, that guides us, that cares for us, and that calls us to Jesus. Because when we baptize, we aren't just baptizing with water. It's not just the water that gets poured over your head. It's not just these promises from God to Abraham. When we pour that water and say the words in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we are being promised the Spirit too, promised to be made new. Jesus talks about being born again in our text today from John, about being born from water and from Spirit. And it's this new life that can begin with us when we're really tiny little babies, or even when we're adults. And sometimes it's something that happens without us even recognizing it. And it's something that happens every day after our baptisms. That's part of the pinky swear promise. Every day we are born again, not of flesh, but we are born of the Holy Spirit. When we were going over our lesson yesterday in our Small Seeds youth group, and the kids sort of shared a little bit, we talked about being born of the flesh versus being born of the Spirit, and the kids recognized and talked about this idea of baptism. But my favorite moment was when we started giggling, talking about being Spirit babies, and what that means to be a baby made of the Spirit. That being Spirit babies means knowing that we are loved, it means being filled with the Holy Spirit, it means new life. And we are born new in our faith, in water, in words. We are made these new babies, receiving this gift, this love, this caring, this pinky swear promise, and really being unable to earn it ourselves, because I know we're about to have our own little tiny baby who, besides being cute and cuddly, doesn't really do a whole lot to earn our love. But Paul says a person cannot do any work that will make him right with God, so we must trust God. And we do that through the Holy Spirit. Luther tells us that it's this Holy Spirit, it's the Spirit that helps us to trust God, that helps us to have faith, that calls us to believe in Jesus. It's the Spirit that is working through God's word, through the gospel, through the good news about Jesus Christ. It's this Spirit that we are born into and that makes us new in Jesus. And yes, that Spirit comes to us on its own. God's Spirit doesn't need water and words to pour over us, but in water and words, God pinky swear promises to send us the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that brings us God's promise through faith, this free gift, because we receive God's promises to Abraham. We receive God's promise of the Holy Spirit, and there is one more gift that God gives us, this last promise that comes to us in Jesus. Because as Jesus says in our text today, God loved the world so much that he gave God's only Son. God loved the world so much that God gave Jesus for everyone, so that we all might be made new, born new from water and from Spirit, whether we were babies or kids or grown-ups, or we're still waiting to hear those words and feel that water, whether we have doubts or are gifted with tremendous trust. Even when we fail, even when we don't feel like we're blessing others or caring for others, God loves us anyway, and God gives us Jesus. God loves you so much that God sent Jesus, the biggest pinky swear promise there is.
Amen.
The promise that God will look out for us even when things are bad, that God wants us to be blessed, that God wants us to be a blessing to others, to bless each other and care for each other, that God wants to give us the world because God wants us to take care of the world, that God loves us, and that God is giving us new life, giving us forgiveness, giving us this promise through Jesus. This Jesus who goes to the cross for us, This Jesus who comes to us in love, who comes into the world to save the world. This is the pinky swear promise that God makes with us, that we can be made new, that we are forgiven when we mess up, and that you are absolutely and totally loved, no matter what. Thanks be to God. Amen.